Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time this is? MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
Look. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
Hey,
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay.
Let's not touch your wife. Yes, you did that. No, I didn't.
Yo, BDSM. This was the best of show in radio. How you feeling out there? JAMMS podcast. Hashtag. We can edit that out. Hey! I ain't editing shit out. Yo, this week... We was going to do the You're Fired show. We was going to do that, but we're going to leave it till next week. You know, you know what I mean? We haven't got the full crew here. It's me, Grant Body P, Y DJ Coalition, alongside the Koch and Wine mix master himself, Reggae Dance Hall Selection himself, the sadist, Shad Father. What up?
Shit, man, that's a lot of monikers, that is, man. Fucking hell.
You're getting there.
You're not
quite Method Man there, but
you'll
soon be there though.
Soon,
who do I have to slay? Who do you have to slay to get? I don't know if I want to go there. I don't even know what I want to go there. Lord have mercy. You know what? Speaking of that, I don't know if we spoke about this on the show previous, but last time I checked, Howard Finkelman, you said this at the beginning of the year, and I seen a picture of him like recently. I think it was posted with somebody else, and I'm there thinking, yo, how did he find himself in that wheelchair?
Wheelchair.
Well, or something of that nature.
Oh, shit. Oh, Lord. Pray for Howard.
Pray for Howard Finkelman. I mean, damn, the Heaven Wrestling Federation has been doing its job this year, man. You know what I mean? And the one thing that's missing is their announcer. You know, like their ring announcer. They've already got Gorilla Monsoon. They've already got Bobby Heenan. And... Ain't there somebody else on the announced team that they got as well?
They need to take Hogan. Come on, Hogan. You know it's his turn, man.
Incidentally, word on the street is Hulk Hogan's going to appear on the Booker T podcast, yo, very soon.
Okay.
Now, you know what I mean? Cheap blood, but it's not, because Booker T's got to pay his bills and he's growing a bit of a beard lately, so he may need to invest in some Remington Steel, you know, equipment for his beard or whatever. But people, that might be a podcast you might want to check for, yo. Hulk Hogan on the Booker T show.
Yeah, man. I wonder who's holding the gun to Hogan's head. Stevie, it's got to be Stevie.
No!
They did say they were coming for him. He's going to make true on his promise.
Oh, God.
I'm in Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you. That's what the podcast is going to be called.
Oh, no. Christian, you watched the Hall of Fame. Did you watch the Hall of Fame?
I've seen bits of it, but I didn't watch it.
Well, you saw more than me then, because like when that came on, I was at my mom's, and it was, you know, the day before WrestleMania and all that. I was at my mom's because we'd finished recording the show with my sisters at the time, so I wasn't around to watch the Hall of Fame. But there's no point asking you the question, because if it happened, I think the whole world would have knew about it by now. right? And I would have it made me wonder, you know, before it even happened, if Booker T and in brother, right? Is it Stevie J? Stevie J, ain't it?
Stevie Ray,
sorry. Right,
maybe.
I wondered if they did drop that bomb on the Hall of Fame speech. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know some of your fans was thinking, "Oh, is he gonna mention the Bret Hart thing?" Nah, man, that shit's old now. We already put that motherfucker in the chair last week. You know what I mean? Me and Taco, we already did that. You know what I mean? We gotta keep it moving a little bit more now. But it's the first time we've heard from you, Shad, since the big WrestleMania, man.
Wishing on the noise. I know Sacco got brave, started talking some shit as well.
Sacco, man, see
your killer. I was just in my bed one night, and then I heard Bitch of the Week, Shadfather, and I sat up like Undertaker. What the fuck? That's how it is. All right, cool, man. Fair enough.
You know, yo, I've got to give him props, man. I've got to give CEO Killer props. When he said that, I had to laugh. I was like, whoa! Because that's the thing with him. He's the quiet one out of the four of us, right?
Not including,
yeah, he's the quiet one out of the four of us. Me, you, him, and Joe, right? And he come out with that. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, oh, shit. I was like, oh no, man. But on the real, we was disappointed, man. We was disappointed. And the crazy thing was, we turned up at the Hogshead as well, you know. But me, Wardle and Taco, we left around, it might have been about 9-ish. We must have left Hogshead around 9-ish to go to the, we went to the Johnny Spices to hold two food. So we had a big up something. We had a big out WrestleMania feast before we went to Riley's for the WrestleMania. So whether there was an actual quiz that happened, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. It didn't look like one was going to happen, but we just didn't know, really.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, man. But but anyway, you know, I won't speak on the big WrestleMania that much because, you know, a lot has changed since then. But as far as WrestleMania goes, I have to look on some of these tweets you put out on that night. Me, Wardle, Sacco, we did crack up. Shall we begin?
Let's go for it.
Let's go, yeah, let's go for it. And some of these, I need you to break down what you mean as well, man, because some of these I was like, hey, what?
I was high as well, that's true, we've got it, so.
You was high?
Exchange there.
All right, then. Well, first one you put out, Carmella wins the golden uterus. Hashtag WrestleMania. That's terrible, man. That's terrible.
Well, I dissed him a moment ago, but I will shout out Matt Sacco. That's his phrase. I wasn't wrong, but I'm not right, isn't it? Something like that.
yeah, that's right, yeah. I had to Google this one. When you mentioned this tweet, I had to Google it, man. And when I Googled it and found out who Lee Malvo was,
oh,
I burst out laughing. Where's Lee Malvo at when you need him? Hashtag F Hogan. Hashtag WrestleMania. I was there scratching my head like, who the hell's Lee Malvo? Never heard of him. Obviously, you did your homework.
Yeah, what?
For those who don't know, tell the people who Lee Malvo is.
Well, he was someone who was involved in shootings. And, not just normal shootings. He was a what we would call a sniper. Long distance. So when Hogan was on the stage, that could have been a good chance, man.
No! Surviving Hogan! You know what I mean? But that would have been, not, I mean, nice. What if the sniper missed and hit Alexa Bliss?
That's what I'm saying, man. It's a good thing he never took the shot.
Imagine if he took the shot, he missed Hogan, got Alexa Bliss on some higher learning shit, right? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know how much hate I would have right now? You know how much men love off, not me, not me. God, I'm not a fan. But you know how much men love off Alexa Bliss?
More than I probably could imagine.
Oh shit, man. Oh gosh, good thing you didn't take the shot for Drew, man. Good thing. Man. Wow, first match. Lesnar must have Sable waiting naked in his dressing room. Hashtag WrestleMania. Nah, that was a bit of a shocker for me as well, man. When they did that, it's like, whoa! I mean, they put Brock Lesnar on first. I thought, wow. That's
all my food, man. On your hot date, dinner at 8. Match lasted about 8 minutes as well. And then just probably the end, Sable probably got 8.
Oh my shit. Boy. Real quick, man. Future of Brock Lesnar. Where does Brock Lesnar go from here now?
Well, my prediction at the start of the year, if you remember, was for him to join SmackDown roster.
Yes, you did.
I don't think that's going to happen now, obviously. We've had the draft, but I still see him wrestling on that SmackDown now. That first, I said he'll wrestle on SmackDown for the first time in how many years. I still see him. He'll stick around still. I think he's got I think it's like kind of like just before Jericho signed to AEW, he could go back and forth from WE to wherever.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's doing. UFC, he's going to go from the E back to the C. Keep on going back and forth. But I don't think Brock can take licks, man. Brock cannot. I love Brock, man. Like, I like to see him fight and that, man, but I just don't think it's for him now. Might as well do the smart thing and just take the money, taking bumps. Rather than getting kicked in the head and punched in the head, man, like, it's not worth it. His age as well. The future should be staying with WWE and getting lots of money for nothing, for the standing there and jumping on two spots.
You seriously? Wow! Seriously? You seriously think Brock shouldn't do this UFC thing again?
Man, I don't think he'll win. That's why. No one's
wow!
Gonna get it. Leave that to get that Swagger. Let Swagger have his turn now. Leave Swagger or Hager. He's the guy, man. If you want to talk about wrestling, UFC, Jack Swagger. In a couple of years, we'll be picking him up, man. I see a good future for him.
Last time I checked, Jack Swagger, he won his first MMA fight.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything from Jack Swagger since then. And I'm not even a fan of dude, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, man, that's cool. See, the thing is, especially with me, I you know what I mean? Like, you can tell how old Brock Lesnar is just by judging by Randy Orton. By that, I mean, they always said, oh, Brock Lesnar was the youngest ever WWE champion, and then Randy Orton, like, he broke that record within a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it was a year later, wasn't it? Because, like, Brock Lesnar won the title from The Rock in 2003, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then,
mm-hmm.
Right? And
it was pretty
that was at SummerSlam, right? Randy Orton, he won the title a year later at the big SummerSlam as well. Right, and I'll always remember this because it was 2004, and Randy Orton's 24. I know this because I'm the same age as him. So Randy Orton's 39 now. Randy Orton's 39 now. As I'm 39, so Randy Orton's 24. So with that, you know, I mean, with that said, now Brock Lesnar's around 41. He's around that age right now. He's about 40, 41 years old now. And
how old's DC?
Dixie?
DC?
Oh, DC as in... Oh, sorry. Oh, as in Daniel Cormier. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'll have to look that one up, man. And I'll tell you in a minute, man. Word up, man. But when you think them ages...
Not much younger than Brock. I'm sure he's reaching 40 about now, I think.
Yeah.
What I can remember, I'm sure he was nearing 40.
Daniel Cormier is officially 40 right now.
Okay. There
he's 40 right now. He not long celebrated a birthday.
actually, just less than a month ago, he celebrated his birthday. So yeah, when you do, when you start to lick those ages, you know what I mean, you are starting to be considered old in the mixed martial arts, in the UFC.
And Brock doesn't do it week to week. It's not like wrestling; he can come back and just, you know, get straight back into it. F5 and German suplex.
Word up, man. So as far as wrestling, Brock's still fairly. Brock can still do his thing, man. As far as WWE, man, like 40, 41 to me is young in WWE ish. It's when you start to call like their late 40s, when you start to call 50 now, that's when it's like, all right, then you need to start thinking about something here. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. Very interesting you say that, though, man. But yeah, when you do lick your 40s, you're coming to the tail end of your mixed martial arts career, and that is very true, man. For real.
In about 2 or 3 years, we could be saying who's going to win the match at WrestleMania between Cormier and Lesnar.
Hold on a second. You're not running out of Cormier WWE appearance?
I'm saying that, yeah, sometime in the future, I reckon we'll see that. Like you said, near the end of their UFC careers. One big payday, WrestleMania.
Okay.
You come here as a wrestling fan as well, isn't he? Long time wrestling fan, isn't he?
Yeah. That is true. Can the same be said about Conor McGregor? Because he's been rumoured for a while now.
That's like, what you're going to... be a referee for a cruiserweight match.
Stop. You know,
Rey Mysterio would be looking down on him.
Stop it. Okay. Let's keep it moving now. That's very interesting insight from you, Dale Shad. Still, I wonder if Hogan is a fan of Aleister Black.
No more.
Mr. Miz has had more in ring time than at Fight Owens Fight. That's
I am a Kevin Owens fan, man, and obviously that did hurt still. So.
That's fucked up. Hold on. I didn't see the match because it was on a pre-show. The Battle Royal. Was Kevin Owens in that?
No, he wasn't in there. There's no way
to
be.
Whoa! Kevin
obviously
Owens
was catering, you know that.
Oh, shit. I would have thought he would have at least been in the in the pre-show, because if it's good enough for Braun Strowman, it was good enough for bloody Kevin Owens.
Well, that's what the whole match was about. It was about Strowman in it, so I don't think... even if I was Kevin Owens, I don't think I'd want to be in it, to be honest. I'd rather have some backstage segment or something. Everyone else in that match, but the two jabronis and Strowman was just a body. So, you know, Kevin Owens is more than a body. Fucking wild, but that's a different matter. Kevin deserved more than that, man, you know. He deserved more.
Yeah, man. WWE, you're old Kevin Owens big time for next year, man. Word up, man. You know what I mean? You best put Kevin Owens in a
big... Moving on.
If Jimmy Snuka was here, he'd say, you can't spell manslaughter without a man's laughter.
Oh shit! No, that's wrong. That is true. Who said that?
What do you mean? Who said that? You said that, man, on your Twitter.
I said that.
You mean to tell me you forgot about that?
I've heard it out loud. I think that's what it is, man. Twitter, just my brain straight to the computer. There's no filter, man.
You know what? You know what? I mean, that's alluding to the tag team joints. You know what I mean? The women's tag team joints. Real quick, I want to get your thoughts on the lady car, Sasha Banks. Word on the street is she hasn't been appearing on house shows. And then Raw and SmackDown, she hasn't appeared at all. Dirt Sheets, hashtag death to Dirt Sheets. They're beyond it like, oh, she's trying to walk out the joint or she's just not happy or whatever. It's not looking good for the lady car, Sasha, man. Where do you stand on this, man?
Well, obviously the loss of titles. I don't know if it comes from that or she's just angry about how her career's gone in general since she's left NXT. Obviously in NXT she was the boss.
Yeah.
In Raw and SmackDown, she's been far from that. So I don't know, man. I don't know wherever she is. She's probably crying. That's for sure. But as far as they're probably just going to give her some time off and then she'll come back. To be honest, that's what I reckon. Well, she probably just needs some time off.
Word up, man.
Even though they're like NXT now, I can't afford to lose Sasha, to be honest.
And nah, man.
Ronda's gone as well.
Oh, yeah. Ronda's, I'm not too sure what's going on there either.
Constantly get breeded up. She tweeted something and then it was like night or something like that. Some bullshit like that. So, yeah, she's out the game.
Right. So, Ronda aroused me now. He's like, so that means basically she's had pity for somebody else then.
That's what it sounds like. Why is this the second one?
I swore blind that Ronda Rousey's got children already. She's got children already, and in this case, she made that must have been for somebody else, and now she wants to start a new family with this man here.
I'm not aware of her having any children. To be honest, I've never heard that.
I heard that somewhere, but yeah, I'm very convinced. Ronda's got a child already. But in any event, yeah, man. Now this is the one right here. I've got a hashtag WrestleMania 19 feeling about this, and you know what? Thank God it didn't happen, Shad. Thank God.
You know what? I actually predicted that Daniel Bryan would win. I didn't want him to win. It was the one result that I wanted to be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm glad they came through. I couldn't believe it still. I could still picture Mike Knox now, man, with the tears of joy. He's going to do this Ric Flair promo later for 1 minute. With a tear in my eye.
No, I have a tear in my eye. Oh my gosh. Nah, man.
I understand how it feels, though, like, for his generation as well, like, in that country, like. You watch wrestling for so long and you just want it a little bit, like, oh, it'd be cool if Coco be there, won a title. And then, oh, we called him Virgil, won a match. And then, okay, we got The Rock here, yeah, he's okay. But he's not quite what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Mark Henry won this belt, Ron Simmons has won that belt, but he hasn't won this one. But then now, it's all done, it's reached, it's final, it's done, there's no more first this. Well, I suppose I didn't say first this, but to the fans, there's no more first this, it's done, it's over with.
You know what, I'm so glad that, on a personal note, I'm so glad that we can finally put that debate, that discussion to rest, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because I know that the WrestleMania 19, that was not even, flipping out, we already know that was not even funny at all. And the joke was, when you look back at WrestleMania, that wasn't even for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. That was for the World Heavyweight Championship.
That was our title, yeah. The one with the fist on it, remember? That was ours.
Right. That wasn't even for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. Right. And I hated how that match went down. I was there. I don't know
which one I hate worse. The finish or the build up.
Oh man.
The people like you build up or the pedigree.
I didn't like
the one pedigree then have a nap for like 2 hours, wake up, Triple H is still calling over to pin Booker T.
Yo, that pedigree was sent by the KKK themselves.
Triple K?
Triple K. That was a Triple K pedigree, because I never seen... we've seen Triple H drop pedigree on people before, and I never seen it drop like that.
I've never seen someone tie down for so long after a pedigree.
Oh, that was horrible to see, my word up, man. Proper horrible. I was like, nah. See, that could have been wrestling card handed in right there.
I don't know which one's worse, because I wasn't even watching at the time. I was actually like, I'm not watching it a year or two later.
Word!
I thought Booker T won, to be honest. All these the times this had happened, I didn't even know. I was just watching thinking, yeah, Booker T's won this, obviously. I've seen the build up package, like, built his one. And then, but Kofi fucking Mania.
That was, oh man, right there. I'm getting a DVD. Yeah, I know. I've got the WWE Network. I got it all. I got the shit there. But you know, I'm still intending on buying the DVD and put down and say yeah, and say, you know what I mean, and tell my nephews and nieces, you know what I mean. I can't say my children at this time, because there isn't a suitable host body for that right now. You know what I mean? These gallows fading me these days, man. You know what I mean? But but I want to tell my nephews and my nieces. I want to tell Zion. I want to tell Jahari. I want to tell Jamila. I want to say, look, see this WrestleMania right here? A black man won the World Federation Championship for the first time. You know what I mean? I've got WWE Network on my PlayStation 4, but when my nephews and nieces grow up, what's the fate of my PlayStation 4? I don't know. Will I upgrade to PlayStation 5? I don't know. You know what I mean? I'll say this. PlayStation 3, I thought I would never go further than that. I thought that's it. You can't get better than PlayStation 3. PlayStation 4 comes along, and it's here in my house.
Damn it.
And even then, it took me a good year or two to even...
My PS3's fine, I don't need a PS4.
Well, that's how I felt. When I had the PlayStation 3, I thought, there's no need for PlayStation... We don't need to upgrade after this. You know what I mean? I thought, I got Street Fighter 4. I don't need to go further than this. But I feel the same way now about my PlayStation 4 with Tekken 7. I play that game, and I'm thinking, games ain't going to get better than this. I ain't even got Soul Calibur to Blood Glut, right? WWE 2K19, I'm loving that game. I still haven't clocked Story Gold, and I'm glad I haven't clocked it yet. You know what I mean?
Man, enjoy it.
It's interesting. That game's interesting as a motherfucker, man. I'm at the part where I'm fighting the Wyatt family and them, and then...
Yeah. It's coming to an end.
Oh no, you did not. I know you did not say that to me. And Finn Balor returning to the demon and all sorts of things. I'm like, oh, rah, okay, I'm loving the story mode to Blood Clot. And if you're not doing that, you can, because I've been doing it the long way, right? And I'm building up my points. I didn't even get the accelerator. So I'm building up a point every time I have a match so that I unlock the secret characters. And I'm finding it a lot more rewardable experience, man. Word up, man. This is the one that kind of stumped me, and I needed to break it down. This hashtag WrestleMania has a very urban feel to it.
Okay. Oh yes, I remember. I think we just had this was just after the Kofi victory.
Yeah.
And then we had it wasn't Kurt Angle, it was Cena, and then Cena came out and did the whole rap. Ergonomic.
Oh, flipping out! Yeah.
So hardcore ergonomics. Yeah. And I know you and Sako last week were saying how no one saw it coming. There was one man who did see it coming, and I now can't give you physical evidence right now. But me and Icy Fresh were going back and forth, and I was saying to him, "The need is going to be a musical person that interrupts Elias." Did everyone figure that out?
We knew a musical figure was going to interrupt. Yeah, we did.
And I was like, New York? No, man. He's going to be Jay-Z. Nas. Fabulous. Nah, there ain't going to be any of them. But then I remembered it was a WrestleMania where Cena called them mans out. So I was thinking, maybe it's Cena's Fugonomics. I said to Icy Fresh, maybe Cena will come out. So when Cena comes out, I look down on my phone, Icy Fresh was like, how did you know? I just guess.
So you know when Elias was there performing now, and then you saw all that stuff with that old school batting and everything. I think it was like baseball or something like that.
I didn't know who the fuck it was then. I had no idea.
Nor did I. I was there thinking, I ain't gonna lie to you. I thought it was the Don of Duns, because. I remember they was talking about, back when the streak was alive, I remember they was talking about, oh, this guy had a some another hit with a back hitting streak, right? And I thought, no. I thought they were going to talk about guys in sports that had a streak, right? And I thought, no way, it can't be. And then Hardcore Fugonomics comes out. I'm like, why? So it completely threw me off, man. I didn't know where that was going with that. I wasn't
sure. That was a nice surprise, man. That was good, man.
Yeah, man. Element of surprise. Which brings me to the Raw after WrestleMania when Elias was up on there. And I want you to be honest with me, Shad. I won't bite your head off or nothing. Right, I promise here and now I won't bite your head off. But when Elias was upon there and he was like, okay, even before Raw after WrestleMania started, right? Did you or did you not expect The Undertaker to be there?
No.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're gonna see him. I know we're gonna see him. Well, I don't know if this is a spoiler or a fucking prediction, but we're going to see Undertaker versus Elias in Saudi Arabia.
I can write to that.
Yeah, I reckon that's what we're going
to
get.
I can write to that, definitely. Yeah, I can write to it. You see, the thing about that one was, right, once again, and I kind of cussed him out on the Smack Talk Center for it. No, I didn't full-blown cuss him out, but like, and this goes out to you, Mr. Richard Martin of Smack Talk Center. He tried to convince me that he saw that coming.
On the Undertaker segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, no, you didn't. Stop it. Stop that right now. You know what I mean? No, you didn't. Do not tell lies. You know what I mean?
He'll also tell you that you saw the guy with the Rasta hat jump over the barricade and try and attack Bret Hart.
That could be chair of the year right there, man. I mean, regardless of what you think of Bret Hart, that's Bret Hart, man. That's Bret the Hitman motherfucking Hart. You do not do that. That big, no, I mean, even if it was Bret the Hitman Hart or not, that's the Hall of Fame where you got so many motherfuckers, so many wrestling motherfuckers, right? Plus Ronda Rousey's husband, all up in there. You're going to rush the ring and try and attack somebody? That dude should be looking, that is alive today.
Trust me.
But because he's still alive, that's why we put him in the chair. But as, as the chair has demonstrated in the past, even if you're dead, you cannot escape the chair. It cannot be done, man. Hey, yo, I think we've gone over like half hour of this shit. So let's keep it moving very quickly. Let's fast forward now to this week, which was the Superstar Shake-Up. Now, the way I looked at the rosters, and the way they've attempted to balance it out now, right, I can say this, and I don't know if you agree with me, but my view is biased, and it goes like this. SmackDown is now the A-minus show, and Raw is now the A-plus show. And I'm only giving Raw the A-plus show because they got Naomi. That's it. Never mind because they got Alistair Black. Never mind the Styles. Huh?
I'm saying Naomi's a sequel.
I didn't catch that.
Naomi, you said Naomi's an A plus, but I think, well, A minus, but I think she's a C plus, C cup.
She
got double D booty, but.
Don't give me joke. But because Raw's got Naomi, y'all know me. Whichever show's got Naomi is now the A plus show, and that's how it's going. I originally gonna call Raw the A show, but SmackDown now. SmackDown. Woo! I mean, all right, they got Double R, they got Elias, they got Kairi Sane. From the get Kairi Sane, I was like, oh snap! You know what I mean? God, she team up with Asuka. Oh man, it's gonna be curtains for the Iconics, man. But
team takeaway.
Shit! Shit, why are you so racist, man?
That's not racism. That's bigotry.
Shit!
There's a difference.
Shit!
That's racist.
You can't call them that.
Team takeaway. That's a fantastic name for them.
It's better than the Viking experience, right?
Exactly.
The Viking experience, you know. I mean, imagine, right? Imagine. I don't know about the guys themselves, the tag team themselves, but, you know what I mean? You're in a conference room. Vince McKennedy, well, as you like to call him, the Irish madman. Or the old Irish madman, right? You got Triple T there, you got all the associates in there, all the executives, right? All the creative, or like how you like to call it, the creative team, right? You got the creative team up in there, right? And the best thing they could come up with was the Viking experience. Now, I understand why they changed the name, personally. Right.
Yeah, me too.
I understand why they changed the name, because wrestling fans, you need to understand this, right? You're wrestling fans, you only see things at face value. You know what I mean? You only see what's in the ring. That's it. You're so interested in what's behind the scenes, yet you, at the same time, you don't want to know. You want to be ignorant to behind the scenes at the same time. You know what I mean? Word up, man. Vincent Kennedy is trying to market these guys. You know what I mean? That's what it is. It's a dumb ass name. It's a bullshit ass name. Like, shout out to Ed Buhol of STC. He was 100% right when he says the Viking experience could be their catchphrase. And he said, yeah, you're going to stop the Viking experience or something like that. You know what I mean? But to call them that? What the hell, man? You know, could have come with something better than that? What is this?
I don't know, man, I guess.
But yeah, on a real, you have to change your name, right? I remember when the first coming to NXT, and wrestling fans was complaining that they changed their name from War Machine to the War Raiders, right? And and wrestling fans, once again, this is what you have to understand: WWE/NXT have to market these guys, right? They have to put the trademark on these names. You can't put the trademark... WWE cannot put the trademark on War Machine. You know why they can't do that? Because Marvel Comics will come after their ass. Oh, you don't talk about it, do you? No, you don't think about that. You know what I mean? Next thing you know what I mean? Let's say they put trademark on the name War Machine for their tag team, right? And then next thing you know, you read your little dirt sheets, you read your little Dave Meltzer bullshit, right? And it says... something along the lines of, oh, Marvel Comics is suing WWE because of the name War Machine. WWE don't want to go through that shit again. They lost to a motherfucking panda. Right? There was a rumor that MLP, right, wanted to sue the WWE for using their samples in their song Annie Up for John Cena's tune. I wanted to ask Billy Danz about that, but, like, you know, when I was talking to Billy Danz, for my Rapping For You show, you know what I mean, the connection was, you know what I mean, the connection was awful. It was the worst connection I ever had, and you know, we never really got to finish the interview. So I seriously doubt Billy Danz is listening to this show, but Billy Danz, I'd love to get you back on the show, man. Word up, man. Because boy, that wasn't even funny. I felt embarrassed, man, as a host and a journalist. I felt embarrassed, man. But yeah, man, WWE don't want to go through that shit again, okay? They don't want to go through that shit again. Wrestling fans, use your brain. You've got a brain. You want to be intelligent wrestling fans. You can't. WWE cannot use War Machine because they need to market the name.
Exactly. Can't have anything to do with war in there either.
I like to think
I don't think the word war is something you can say on the WWE roster. I don't have to ask Michael Coleman, but that might be on the list still. War, belt, you know, hospital. They're all words that you're not allowed to say on TV,
so
maybe war is one of them.
So, alright then. So what in the case of NXT then? In the NXT, the word war is okay because they got war games.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, it's okay in NXT because. Well, we're investors, people don't put money, and it's not the kids, NXT, it's for the smart marks, as they like to call it.
Yeah, man, that's what it is, man. You know what I mean? Yo, time's running, and for that reason, on that subject, you know what I mean? I don't know if it's the tag team, or the creative team, or Vince McKennedy, or whoever. Well, that's my biatch of the week. You know what I mean? I wanted to award it to EC3 again. But I'm going to award it.
EC done.
I'm gonna give the bitch of the week this week to whoever it was who came up with the name Viking Experience. Cause like, come on now. I mean, not even the Raiders. Not, oh well, mind you, they probably would get in trouble for that as well. Still, there's a possibility.
Could have put a Z on the end.
Yeah, they could have done that, man. But that would sound urban.
Oh yeah, sorry. Not too much urban.
And these guys, they're real life personas. We don't know, Chad. But for all we know, they could be into Tech N9ne. For all we know, they could be into Crooked Eye. We don't know. You know what I mean? But
one of them, Logan, from the Riot Squad. One of them's married to Sarah Logan from the Riot Squad.
Oh yeah. Thanks for reminding me about that. So you know. We don't know, and Sarah Logan, the Riot Squad. Word on the street is your girl's on SmackDown as well, you know. Yeah. They took her from Liv Morgan, they took her from Raw, put her onto SmackDown, which effectively means Riot Squad are no more.
That's good, man. Let Liv go out on there by herself, man, and she don't need, what's her name, the other two. None of them need each other, to be honest.
I think the Riot Squad...
Stop holding each other's hand now, you know, you've been here long enough.
Heard up, man. The Riot Squad, I think they've gone as far as they could go, you know. They could still remain in the tag team division or whatever, but...
Impact now didn't do not one thing.
True. I mean, they caused a riot for like 2 weeks.
when they first arrived.
They caused a riot for like 2 weeks. And then Natalya and Becky Lynch and Naomi and Charlotte and the rest of them, they decided how to deal with them. You know what I mean? And then they lost pretty much near enough every week. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. That's my biatch of the week anyway, the Viking Experience or whoever came up with the idea. Shad, who is your biatch of the week?
My biatch of the week has to be Sasha Banks.
Oh!
You don't know what's going on, and just for that reason alone, I'm not letting you, I don't know, I'm not following her on Twitter, but I'm sure she's got at least over 1 million fans, maybe even over 2 million, maybe. I don't know. I've got no concept of how many Twitter fans she's got. But let them know what the world go on, man. Like, if you're injured or something, let us know. Or maybe take some time off.
That's what Big E done. Big E told us, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So just let us know, man. If it's a storyline, then let us know. Either way, like, that you're okay. Like, respond to people. Yes. So. It seems like she probably is having a sulk, so for that, she deserves the bitch of the week.
Okay, cool. Just for your information, I'm on Sasha Banks' Twitter right now, right?
Okay.
and she has been fairly active. She has been fairly active. You know, her bio, this is interesting, right? Her bio is simply this. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. She remembered who she was and the game changed. Underground legend still loading.
Okay, so not wrestling related.
It's really a Bible quote. It obviously is a quote from the Bible, but that to me sounds like Sasha Banks wants to become who, what made it in the first place. Like you said, she was the boss, and now it sounds like to me she wants to come become back the boss. She wants to be the boss and not just be skipping around with Bayley and shit. You know what I mean? But Bayley came on SmackDown and she was like, okay, I'm a singles competitor.
No, but speaking of Bayley, yeah, you know what? Bayley's my MVP of the week, actually, now I think about it. We were going to be... I can't remember, but yeah, Bayley's my new MVP of the week. As every second right now, she just won.
Bayley's MVP of the week. And why is that?
Well, first I saw her on SmackDown. She was teaming with on Raw. She teamed with Naomi.
Yeah.
And then on SmackDown, was it Ember Moon she was teaming with?
Yeah. She was with Ember Moon.
She's with the sisters all the time, man. Like, she's down, man. Like.
For real, Ember Moon on SmackDown.
I think that's why I fight like that all the time. It's because she's probably lean up. She probably smokes some of that shit, man. Been chilling with Snoop Dogg and stuff. So she always looked like she's bonged out, man, but really she's just high.
So with a sticky kicker.
Bailey.
for real,
yeah,
man.
I've got respect for Bailey.
Bailey, yeah,
man.
Yeah, Bailey, okay, the sisters. Okay. You know, I'm still trying to. I think Sasha's been a bit cryptic right now. You know what I mean? She did win the bit.
Hey, look, come out and say what I've got on there.
Yeah, I hear that.
If it is storyline related like that, then okay, maybe she's doing the right thing.
It's worth noting that she retweeted a tweet from John Cena recently as well. And John Cena basically said this.
I'd stop following John Cena because he always sends out his robotic tweets, man, that just reads from a book, like,
Yeah, this one sounds like one of those that you're talking about. do not ignore truth. Face it. Many times it's uncomfortable, but ignoring it only provides temporary comfort and creates a bigger problem in the future. That's what John Cena put on his Twitter. Sasha Banks retweeted it.
Thanks for that, Dr. Cena.
Dr. Cena. Sasha Banks is followed by 1.8 million people, one of them being me. Okay. So I am following Sasha Banks on the Twitter. Funnily enough, I'm not following Bayley and I'm not following Alexa Bliss either. But obviously the reason for that is I'm not particularly attracted to them. The one girl I am attracted to though is Lacey Evans. Like, god damn. Lacey Evans. For what it's worth, I couldn't think of MVP of the week, so I'm just going to give it to her. Lacey Evans, you get MVP of the week. And once again, just like what Sacco said last week, you went from walking up and down the ramp to suddenly boxing down, Becky Lynch, and then coming on Raw this week and saying, look, man, I'm a lady in this shit. You call yourself the man. Well, look, I'm a lady in this shit. And therefore, I'm looking to challenge you for title. I've got to get past Natalya. Okay, Natalya, get boss ass, lie down for me, and then I'm going to fight Becky Lynch. That's how it's going. She is now fighting Becky Lynch for the World Wrestling Federation Women's title. I know she just said the Raw title as well. She never mentioned the SmackDown one. But,
oh, no. Some sort of screw job then, isn't it, man?
Well, I can't see... You know what, on the real, I can't see... Lacey Evans winning anyway, but obviously she's going to go in. You know what I mean? It's definitely a showcase to show that she can go in against Becky, because the way I got it figured is Becky's talking, she's coming out saying, oh, I've got Becky two belts, and a lot of the long line of gal out there that want to test me, and I'm gonna knock them all down one by one. That's saying to me, they're gonna give her a run with possibly both titles. She's gonna run around with both titles on her, wrapped around her shoulders and shit, right? And there's gonna be, and she's gonna have a good run before someone steps up and says, okay, that's enough, give me my title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Lacey Evans is just like, she's gonna be one of the victims. She, you know, I mean, she's gonna go in and she's gonna lose. You know what I mean? That's basically what that's told me right there.
Okay.
Yep. I've, you know, with all that said, I think we don't talk. You know, we don't talk. And next week, all being well, hopefully you'll be here, Shad. Hopefully Joe will be here, Wardle and Serial Killer. Let's hope they're all here. I will be here. I will be here, and I'll make sure I'll get some batteries for that moment as well, man. Pause. You know what I mean? Don't even play that shit, man. We will do the annual You're Fired show. You know what I mean? This year we're gonna do it slightly different to previous years. You know what I mean? This time there's no restrictions. By that I mean you can choose 10 superstars. We choose 10 superstars each. It could be male or female. It could be a tag team. It could be a whole group, like a faction. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter. Gots to go. Haven't think you got a week, right? You've got to go. Simple as that. And you can also give reasons or whatever. It's going to be a great show. I can't wait. I know Serial Killer can't wait for it, man. Word up, man. I've told this about Talk Sensitive to play this game. And some of the answers that come off with is so retarded. But hey, it's a game. It's for fun. And that's just the way we see things. You know what I mean? That's how it's going, man. Hey, yo, I've been Grandbody P. He's been the Shad Father. You have listened to the JAMMS podcast. Hashtag, we can edit that out. And hey, editing shit out. All right? Follow us on all the social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Shad, do you have a final thought to close this shit out?
A final thought. I don't think I do, you know, to be honest. So this time I'm calm, I'm content with this week's wrestling. Got nothing to rant about. But I will say one thing though: get well soon to Nia Jax. You're gonna be out the game for a long time, man.
Oh, no, I know, yeah.
Man.
Oh man, I know. Oh no, yeah, Nia Jax is out the game, which means Tamina is in big trouble. Because WWE can look at Tamina and like, well, boy, we ain't got nothing for you now. Nia Jax is at the game. You know what I mean? You was just riding with Nia just to be relevant. And that's coming from me, a Tamina fan. So,
yep.
But I will tell you this, though, Shad. I will tell you this. In my top 10 list, I wouldn't fire Tamina. But that's just me being biased. I wouldn't fire her, honestly. The fact that the women's tag team title...
I would have got my spoiler. I'm sure people can imagine who will be on the list. Maybe not number one, but yeah, she will make.
Oh,
and
shit.
She'll make the killer as well. That should make that list as well.
Who should make that list?
Tamina.
Oh, right.
Relates to a killer list. That's probably one of two lists that she'd probably make.
No! No!
Or fight list and... My daddy's a killer list.
No! Stop that. That goes for you as well, man. People, the chairshot.com, Smart to Death Podcast, Max Wrestling, you know what I mean? The Altered Angle. I want you all to have a think. In fact, I'm gonna tag you in the Twitter, right? I'm gonna make you
the angels on the show, man. I miss them.
That's one thing as well, man. Joe, sort it out, man. Sort it out. We want you on their show. You know what I mean? Alternatively, the Alter Angle are always welcome to come on the Jams podcast as well. You know what I mean? I'm going to pose a question to you guys as well, man. I'm going to put it on the Twitter. I'm going to say, 10 WWE superstars or NXT got to go. There is no restrictions. Male, female, group, tag team, whatever. They got to go. Must be 10 people, man. 10 acts. That's how it's going, man.
Man, and then we'll see who the top three are.
Yeah. And for you, Shad, just before we sign out, you did mention it off the grid, and I think it's a good idea. Alongside the 10 people that's fired, bring back one. Bring back one superstar. How are we going to do this? So does it have to be a male? Does it have to be a female? How are you going to do it?
One male, one female?
Well, one male and one female. Bring them back to WWE, yeah?
Yep.
Or NXT. There you are, guys. Have a think. Come back next week. We'll have the answers for you, man. That's it. That is it. We out. Gone. Finish. Big piece of chicken. We out.
Looking in the mirror, but I don't see much. Still running the streets, so I don't sleep much. Watching the snakes so they don't creep up. But the way I'm getting this money, niggas can't keep up. You niggas can't keep up. Niggas got beef, but it can't be much. I'm still walking through the crowds like I can't be touched. Top back all black, Gretzky puck. Ice skate a little later, might let me fuck. Damn, she might let me fuck. Last night I cried tears of joy. What did I do to deserve this? Baccarat on my wrist a year ago. I didn't even know the bitches exist. Quarter million for the motherfucker. No insurance on the motherfucker. Ain't life a bitch, but you gotta keep her wet. Keys open doors, so I gotta keep her set. Everybody know that I'm a lot of people threat. Big and smalls in the flesh, living life after my death. Yesterday I read my horoscope. Tell me, Lord, will I be born broke? Tell me, Lord, will I be dealing dope? I wanna take my mama to the Pocono. But only Lord knows.
To all the loved ones I leave behind, at least they can't see me cry. And I ask, when someone wants to be me, why? The end and everything would ease my mind. If you could read my mind.
What did I do to deserve it? Young rich motherfucker, still uneducated, but damn it, a nigga made it. Goddamn, a nigga made it. Crib bigger than a church, Lord, know I'm blessed. Five different lawyers, Lord, know I'm stressed. A punch in the face to get you 300K. X-Plan, now you back to making minimum wage. Another victim of my criminal ways. I wanna walk in the image of Christ, but that bitch Vivica nice. And I'm still swimming in ice. I'm just living my life. I'm just living my life. Lease a Lamborghini for your pussy race. Life is just a pussy race. Snatch your bitch, take her back to your place. Next morning I can tell you how the pussy tastes. I got expensive taste.
Goodbye. To all the loved ones I leave behind. At least they can't see me cry. Someone wants to be me, why? So having everything would ease my mind. If you could read my mind. My God,
oh, love.
I'm scarred.
Oh, love.
I have had 2 tears of joy.
Last night I cried tears of joy. What did we do to deserve it? Not to dwell on the past, but to keep it real, I gotta represent for Emmett Till. All the dead souls in the field. Looking at my rollie, it's about that time. White man had a problem with mine. And we supposed to be shy. The revolution's televised. Bobby still on the rise.